Six civilians, including two children, were killed today in an insurgent rocket attack in Afghanistan's eastern Paktika province. Separately, four civilians died last night when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in the same region. This latest violence comes as the International Committee of the Red Cross reports an increase in weapons-related casualties at their hospital in Kandahar. Kelsey Brennan-Wessel spoke to the ICRC spokesperson in Afghanistan, Bijan Fornoudi.
As a result of what has been a troop surge in that part of the country, that troop surge has led to an intensification and spreading of the conflict and an increase of civilian casualties. More troops lead to more fighting and lead to more civilian casualties. But the really worrying thing for us is that this peaking in civilian casualties, which has reached almost 1,000 war wounded patients coming into the southern hospital and the past couple of months, is really only the tip of the iceberg. You see, you have all those people who may not be directly affected by a particular explosion or military attack, but who may need medical services anyway. Pregnancy or appendicitis or, you know, the typical things that happen in a society. And such people are very often prevented from accessing healthcare because they're simply scared of leaving the house when a war is ravaging all around them. So what we're seeing is patients coming in to hospital too late, mothers with their children coming in too late, and very often there isn't very much we can do anymore. So the bulk of the victims, if you will, are really those who are indirectly affected.
Now, what about the multiplication of armed groups? How is that affecting your work in both Kandahar and throughout the country?
Well, the multiplication, the proliferation of arms carriers is a massive concern for us. It's something which is happening at a faster pace, I would say, in the northern part of the country. But what's happening is that you have criminal elements, you have armed opposition groups, you have village defense councils on top of the traditional arms carriers, such as the police, the army, and the international armed forces. So all these various arms carriers with various sometimes competing stakes and interests, are making it a very murky environment and a very difficult environment to operate. I mean, from our perspective, the way we as a humanitarian organization would traditionally operate is that before going or venturing into an area, we would check with this part of the conflict if it's okay that we go. Then we check with that part of the conflict. And if both agree and give us security guarantees, then we will go. But if we have to deal with 10 groups instead of two, just makes it very difficult, and it makes it much more dangerous, of course, as well.
Now, I understand that the International Committee of the Red Cross has recently opened a new clinic in Helmand province.
The clinic, the opening of the orthopedic, or I should say orthotic prosthetic center in the southern region of the country, Helmand Lashkaga, is a reaction to a spike in amputations, war-related amputations that we have observed in the recent times in that part of the country. So in a reaction to that, we decided to open a seventh orthopedic center in the south so as to enable persons to access these facilities in their own regions. I mean, in the past, patients had to travel to Jalalabad or Kabul or Mazar or Herat or another part of the country to accede to these facilities, and now they have that facility in the southern parts as well.